Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Congratulations, Ms. Mana Maniago, para sa 2020 Oz Mompreneur Awards. Nanalo ka ng Multicultural Business Excellence Award. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Christina.
Ano ba ang kahalagahan? Ano ang significance ng award na ito sa iyong career, sa iyong profession, at sa iyong pagiging nanay, lalo na dito sa Australia? Ikwento mo naman.
Okay, sure. So it is a big, it's actually a big honor and a privilege na ma-recognize for this award. Especially number one is it's an Australian Mompreneur Award, meaning it was given to moms na nag-work, na may career at the same time building the business, building or raising kids, and of course managing the household. So everyone knows na mahirap i-juggle ang tatlong, like, you know, different hats at the same time. And this actually shows that it can be done. It is a challenge, pero if we're able to put things, like plan things, and if you have the passion to, I suppose, continue with what you want to do or what you need to do, it's doable. Yeah. And in regards to the multicultural aspect of that, it's very, I suppose, humbling as well, because as you know, growing up in the Philippines, the culture here in Australia is very different. And when you're bago ka lang dito, it's like, you know, you want to, I suppose, see how to conduct business here. So ang dami nilang iba. There's a big difference between conducting a business here and in the Philippines. Pero at the end of the day, what helps is if you have the passion. If you have the passion to do what you need to do or what you want to do, regardless of where you are, you'll get there.
Konting baliktanaw, yes. Sa humble beginnings mo, ano yung natatandaan mo nung una-una mong binuksan ang iyong opisina dito sa Australia? How long ago was that?
That was just last August 2019, last year. So 1 year pa lang ang Kairos Group.
Wow! Last year pa lang pero nanalo ka na. Grabe! Okay, birthing pains. Ikwento mo sa amin.
Okay, so this business kasi is providing counseling services, diba? To everyone, to people, to individual couples, and like family therapy. Mm-hmm. So that's actually my profession. Pero I've seen that there's a big need na alisin yung stigma about, like, you know, mental health. So what I decided to do is, okay, instead of me going back to the corporate world, what I did is I opened up my private practice. So yeah, I started last year with just the passion, really. And I don't even have, I don't know what's going to happen, because during that time, I just gave birth. I just gave birth to my daughter. So parang, alam mo yon, hindi ko alam what I'm going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I took the bullet and say, okay, I'm going to get a clinic and I'm going to start practicing. It's hard to put your name out there, especially if you're new with starting up your private practice. So the first 3 months, Christina, I have only one client coming in.
Talaga?
One client. And that client actually comes from, they will travel 1.5 hours just to see me for family therapy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one client in the first 3 months. But then what I did is, if you think about it, really, parang sabihin mo, ano ba ginagawa ko dito? Wala naman akong client. Why am I in the business?
Mm-mm.
But what I did is, I actually work on ways to make sure that I'll put my name out there. So I did marketing myself. I do pro bono work. So mm-hmm. I provide free counseling sessions. Also, I applied for the NDIS registration so I can provide the services as well to people with disabilities. So that's when it all started. And after that, from one clinic naging dalawang clinic, and then come December, we've got three clinics na around Sydney. So we've got one in Blacktown, in Surrey Hills, and in Sutherland.
Wow.
So yeah, but it's, yeah. Yeah, that's how we started.
That's amazing. You make it sound so easy. Question lang po, ilan po ba ang anak nila?
I've got three, tatlo.
Okay, tatlo. Anong ages?
So I've got a 14-year-old, nasa high school na. I've got 11 years old, primary. And Isabella, she's turning 2 this year.
So nung mga panahon na yon, kasi we know for a fact na kapag ka nanganak ka, it feels as if you're starting from scratch, hindi po ba? Yeah. Hindi lang sa personal mo na buhay, but you know, more so sa professional na life, sa career, 'di ba? Kasi mag-a-adjust ka na naman. Ano yung, kung meron man, ano yung mga takot? Nagkaroon ba kayo ng self-doubt when you were putting up, you know, your clinic last year?
Big, massive self-doubt. Yeah, so it's true. Yeah, kasi syempre, having, like, you know, pagkakaroon ka lang ng baby, and then you have to juggle between looking after your baby and also starting a business. So I was questioning myself, can I do it? Because starting a business is not as easy as going to back to work na you know already what you need to do. Mm-hmm. Meron kang manager to tell you what to do, but if you're going to, like, you know, starting your own business, it's actually you who needs to start everything. Mm-hmm. So that's a big challenge. So yes, I can say that, yeah, I was doubting myself at first. But what I did is I was thinking, if I'm going to doubt myself, I won't be able to do the things that I really want to do. So it's natural for us to have self-doubt. But the most important thing is to make sure that we also acknowledge yung what our strengths are. Bakit ba tayo mag-start ng business na to? What's our purpose? What's our goal? And what do we want to achieve? So with all those in mind, that helped me push through. And I didn't really think about during that time na parang ang bagal naman yata ng progress. Mm-hmm. Because imagine I'm in my office, in my clinic, no one's there. Mm-hmm. Iisa lang yung client ko dumadating every Thursday pa.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
So it's really, it's really, and at nighttime, mind mm-hmm. you. So I have to be there for the whole day, and then my only one client comes in at 7 o'clock in the evening. So, yeah.
Grabe.
So it's a challenge, but if thinking back or looking back at what happened, I just feel so privileged na I went through those birthing pains for me to go forward.
Okay. So now, dahil alam mo naman ang komodidad ng mga mommies, di ba? I mean, we just have to be compassionate sa isa't isa. We have to be kind, compassionate sa isa't isa. At kailangan tulungan natin ang isa't isa dahil hindi talaga madali maging nanay, lalo na sa Australia, di ba? At i-juggle mo ang trabaho pa and your career with uh-huh. parenthood. So ano po ngayon, if you were to draw from your experiences mismo, ano ngayon ang mai-impart mo na lesson or siguro paalala sa mga nanay na katulad mo na kung minsan ay nagkakaroon ng self-doubt, pero ang dami nilang pangarap na gustong simulan, but for some reason ay naghahanap sila ng excuse para hindi ito masimulan. Yeah. Go right ahead. Talk to them.
Yeah. So, every one of us, tayong mga mommies, before tayo naging mommy, we already have, like, you know, our plans for ourselves, our, like, you know, what our dreams, our aspirations of what we do, what we're gonna do in life, diba? Mm-hmm. And then I know that then dumadating yung time na after giving birth, parang nawawala tayo sa line na yon, nawawala sa priority natin yun, kasi of course, and I can understand the priorities now are changed because there's kids. Kids now are the priority. But if you want to do something or if you want to make of something or, like, you know, start your passion, it's doable. You can do it because with kids, they're mm-hmm. going to grow up as well, and they will see. They actually look up to you when they see that, oh, my mom is looking after us, and also she's doing something for herself. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yung feeling na parang you are achieving two things at the same time, and that makes us as moms feel so fulfilled. Because sometimes we tend just to see what our kids need or what our family needs, but sometimes we fail to see what we need as a person or as an individual. Because at the end of the day, you're not only a mom, but you're also yourself.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.